As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Man of God, woman of God, answer the call of Christ. Say yes to God and resist the devil. Reject the lie and put your faith in Christ today. There's no time to waste. The Bible says Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So that means he wants you to waste time chasing earthly pleasures that won't last. He wants you to die without ever thinking about where you're going to end up. So today, if you hear God's voice, do not harden your heart. Christ is knocking on your heart. He is calling you to repent and accept the love he has to offer you. So I'm encouraging you to turn away from your sin and turn toward God. The earthly pleasure that sin offers is nothing compared to the eternal joy found in Jesus Christ. The devil seeks to kill and destroy, but Jesus comes to bring life to the fullest. We only have one life to live, and only so much time to live it. Will we spend it on our own selfish wants, or will we follow the plan God has for us? Will we live life thinking we have time, or will we live life for God as if today is our last day on earth? God is not out to trick us. God did not leave us without a roadmap. He made it clear in His Word what His purpose is for us. He has offered us eternal life by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us everything we need for satisfaction here on earth, as well as eternal salvation. It's not dependent on our good works or our church attendance. It depends solely on His goodness and mercy. All we have to do is accept the invitation. But it won't last forever. Our lives are like a vapor. Here one moment, gone the next. Don't regret not spending more time living within God's purpose. Don't regret not spending more time in prayer or reading the Word of God.
Are you praying while things are still good? Or do you only pray when you need something? Check your heart, because if you really believed, if you truly believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then like the book of Matthew says, if any man wants to follow God, he must deny himself and take up his cross. If you really believe, then you need to turn to God daily, not only in hard times. If you really believe, then you would live a life where you know you're not perfect. But when you're weak, when you're tempted, your strength is found in God.
We serve the God that called time into being. His very word holds the stars in the sky and keeps the planets in alignment. We serve a God that sits on the circle of the earth and knows the numbers of hairs on our heads and the measure of tears that we have cried. He is a God of the impossible. He is the great I am. Nothing is too hard for him. Saints of God, work your faith and believe God to do the impossible.
If you really believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God,
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Then give him the throne to your heart. Walk by faith, not by sight. Do not be an unbelieving believer. Be all the way, all in, for Christ.
People of God, don't be defeated in your heart. Don't feel defeated in your mind. No matter what you face, be anchored and fixed on Jesus. The trial you face may not look like Paul and Silas in prison. It may not be a den of hungry lions. But your situation might seem just as hopeless and just as intimidating. However, when you're in the thick of it, when you have nowhere else to go, don't allow yourself to be moved. Be unshakable in your faith. Be unshakable because you have God's promises to fall back on. Be unshakable because you have the Holy Spirit who will be your strength and your helper. Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation in this cold, ever-changing world. He is our steadfast anchor. Circumstances change. People change. Social norms and public perceptions change. But the Word of God remains true forever. So be unshakable, saints.
Now ask yourself, where's your hope? What's your hope built on? What ground do you stand on? My hope? My hope is in the living and active Word of God. It offers hope for the sick, hope for broken relationships, hope for the sinner, and hope for the struggling believer. The certainty of your hope should be based on the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what makes it so powerful. More powerful than a two-edged sword. So when in doubt, be grounded in the Word of God.
Take the example of Daniel in the Bible. Although he was thrown into the lion's den, he was unshakable in his faith. He was anchored in Jesus. Look at Paul and Silas, beaten and chained up in a dark prison. But they still found the faith to pray and praise the Lord at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the one whom they were anchored to was greater than their circumstances. They knew that Jesus Christ was greater than those chains. He was greater than any punishment they would face. So even if all the odds are against you, continue to trust in the Lord, and He will raise up a standard against the enemy.
Matthew 17, verse 20. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. This is a powerful reminder of how mighty faith is.
So I would like to offer you encouragement. The love of Jesus Christ is big enough to cover a multitude of sins. The love of the Lord can turn your mistake into lessons that will benefit you in the long run. And when the Bible says a broken and contrite heart, I believe this is a state whereby you see Jesus Christ for all of His love, for all of His purity. And you are so overwhelmed by it that you are broken with sorrow for the sin in your life. A broken heart is a repentant heart, a heart that has been convicted of its sin. God loves those who come to Him broken with the realization that they have sinned against an all-powerful, all-merciful, all-loving Father. God loves those who come to Him broken with the realization that God has been faithful to them. He has been gracious to them. He has been kind to them even while they were still in sin. So listen, don't be downcast. Don't allow the devil to fill you with shame and guilt when Jesus Christ offers you mercy and He offers you forgiveness. Saints, repent. Be convicted, not condemned.